The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 8. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. This past week, we were visited by a sudden and unexpected gust of wind throughout parts of the island. Some persons reported damage to their roofs. Others told of mangoes being blown off the trees and of banana and plantain trees flattened. All were taken by surprise and said it came out of nowhere. It was unexpected and invisible, but it left behind changes. Like so many of his teachings, the Lord Jesus used a simple example from nature to teach a profound spiritual truth. He compared the invisible, unpredictable movement of the wind, which we can only observe in the swaying of trees or the lifting of rafters of a house, with the indiscernible, unfathomable Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God can only be observed in the life of a believer by the changes in his or her lifestyle and behavior. Just as the wind is unseen, its effects are visible. So it is with the Holy Spirit's work, which are often unseen, yet results are visible in the changes we see in a person's life. The Holy Spirit is in the world quietly and unceasingly convicting unbelievers of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But when trust in Christ's sacrificial work on the cross is realized and unbelief is replaced with faith, the invisible, indiscernible, unfathomable work of the Holy Spirit results in the mystery of the new birth. New life in Christ cannot be felt or fully explained. It cannot come at one's whim. It is supernatural. Let us be ready and willing to yield to the Holy Spirit's moving in our lives and not try to control his work, so that the love of Christ can bear the fruit of the Spirit in each of our lives. Little by little, he will replace our stubborn wills with his better plans and purposes, and he who has started this good work in us will continue until the day of Christ Jesus. May I invite you to join us next week.